Yeah.
Mr. President, yeah. I have Mr. Hobart Lewis returning your call, sir.
All right. Hello?
Mr. President.
Well, Hope, how are you?
I'm just fine. That was a great performance down in Miami.
I wish you could have been there. It'd been quite a day.
Great. I congratulate you on going down there and doing what you did.
Well, we had to send him back. It's a very close question now, of course, as to whether these people will stay on the board.
I know.
If they don't, then we're going to have to go without them.
The whole country will be against them.
If the problem there is, of course, is that they'll then may go on some strikes, and that'll be tough. But but we just can't back down now.
Well, we cannot. And I think the country's with you.
I'm sure they are.
The rank and file of labor's with you.
Yep.
Just the right thing.
They've gone too far,
I think you've got them in a box. I don't think they'd dare walk off. That's my assumption. You know, and I don't, but I think it'd be dead wrong to get off that pay board.
Right. Well, they oughtn't to, but. Their meaning is so obstreperous and old now.
A little senile, I think, Mr. President.
Yeah, senile and
that way.
Yeah.
But I thought Fitzsimmons was great.
Oh, sure. He's been great. He's been great throughout. Yeah.
Sure. Great.
Right.
Okay.
We can just keep their feet to the fire, Hope.
Thank you very much for that testimony you wrote for the Reader's Digest, too.
I said nothing I enjoy doing more.
Sorry, Mr. President, I wrote you a letter the other day, and I talked to John Ehrlichman. Could you see your way clear to giving us an exclusive interview on foreign policy? I talked to Ehrlichman. That would also be for our 50th anniversary issue, and we'd like to.
I see.
If we could do it.
When would it be?
We ought to lay it on before the 1st of, for the 2nd or 3rd of December. It would take about 3/4 of an hour. And we could cut.
Well, the interview is perhaps. Do you think that's the best format, or maybe something I wrote for it, or 50th anniversary?
Sir. We would like to ask you some questions about how you're going to achieve a generation of peace.
Oh, I see.
About what you think you get out of going to China, and so on. If you could, I don't know, if you can spare the time or not.
Yeah. The time. I mean, I didn't mean that, except that it's a question of being able perhaps to do it better if I have a chance to think about the things rather than off the top of my head.
It's in your head all, it's all there.
When do you have to have it by the...
I think we would need it by the 4th or 5th of December.
Mm-hmm. And that's for your January issue?
For the February issue, which comes out at the end of January.
Oh, I see.
As I put in a plug in my letter to you and mentioned to Ehrlichman, this would go all over the world and it would be a pretty darn good foreign policy platform. I could send down some questions in advance. It'd be a little less spontaneous if we were to do it, but we have about 4 or 5 key questions.
That doesn't bother me. No. Yeah.
I don't think it
well, let me check to see, Hope, if we can get it between now and the 3rd.
And the 3rd or 4th of December, yes, sir.
3rd or 4th, right. Okay.
Don't like to do that, but I think it might be useful.
Yeah, I understand. Let me check to see.
All right. Good.
Well,
wrote your note just the other day. I got my Camp David jacket. I wear it on the morning
good.
Walks.
Did you get, right? And you don't play any golf anymore, do you?
I really don't.
Too cold, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, going down to Hope Sound for Thanksgiving.
How did you get along with the Ehrlichman on that thing? We're backing you all the way on that.
You are.
I think what you ought to do is to just get the damn... we'll back the congressional thing.
Great.
It's my view. And as soon as it gets to my desk, I'll back it. So.
Well, John was very receptive, and he said he would talk to George Shultz, and I think... we put up a pretty good... case there in a memorandum, which I don't think you'll have time to read, but John has read it.
I don't need the memorandum. I know what it's all about.
I know you do, and I'm sure you've got it in your mind.
Right. Well, the point is that if you fellows have studied it through and feel to do that, we want to help you.
All right. Well, that's very kind of you, and I think it's going to work out.
Good.
So thanks for your efforts. And keep up the good fight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian.